100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. What am I supposed to read? Oh, this. It's the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And you came up with stories. And, not sure what else. Oh, right, the topic. The topic was free. Here are the stories. I don't do ads. I don't do promos. I don't do any of that crazy stuff. I mean, y'all send in the links that you want people to read. That's pretty much it. These introductions are pretty short and sweet, and I get out of the way, and you can enjoy the content. You don't need a whole bunch of Marc Maron-like rambling. Here you go.
Hello and happy Easter from Leicester in the UK. Here's my little story called Free. The hand-painted sign outside said Free Kittens. An arrow pointed up towards a derelict-looking house. Children passed by on their way to school and saw him standing upstairs, watching them through a broken pane. There were whispers and warnings in the town. Even if there really were kittens, and everyone knew there weren't, no one in their right mind would go in. Except Lynn. They found the body the next day, hanging from a dressing gown belt. No one could know for sure if Lynn was anything to do with it. But no one mentioned seeing her visit. Thanks for listening.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I was feeling an urge to find inner peace and be at one with the universe. So I joined a New Age retreat. Free your mind, they told me. Easier said than done. But then I got the hang of it. And soon, I could free my mind at will. But I went too far. My mind, once free, began to unravel and escape from the confines of my own consciousness. It grew in strength and power, reaching out to touch the minds of those around me. And now, we're all free. A bunch of completely mindless, gibbering, happy idiots.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Bow. And bow again. No end to the bowing. No end to not looking straight in his eyes. No soul, no tears, just bow. Bow and scream inside because you're alive. You're alive and he thinks you're dead. He thinks you have lost your way. He thinks you are nobody. You belong to him. You're dead. So, bow. Stretch your arms defiantly and bow again and again until he understands. It's no longer submission. It's preparation. It's knowing. It's getting ready to jump and run. And when he finally figures it all out, yes, by then, you'll be long gone. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic free. It's called nothing. Nothing in life is free, apparently. I decided to put it to the test. I searched for nothing on Amazon, but without success. So I tried eBay, Etsy, and those sites purporting to sell specialist items you can't buy anywhere else. But none of them had nothing on sale. I took a trip to the nearest out-of-town shopping complex. In every store they'd ask, "What are you looking for, sir?" "Nothing," I'd respond. And they'd walk away, shaking their heads. I can't confirm that nothing in life is free. I can't find any of the damn stuff. That's me done. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is a continuation of what could possibly go wrong, O-34. The captain walked over to John. All eyes were transfixed on Red. "Better set me free, mate," said the man with multiple point glass lumps on his head. "We will be playing nicely. I'll bide my time." The captain removed a dirk and cut the bounds. He rose slowly, causing Ford to swing towards the pair. John nodded wickedly. Ford just shook his head. He and Ernesto made his way to the gangway. They had a good idea Bender had some connection to John. Parker, halfway up the gangway, saw Captain and John on the move. Not good, he thought. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 834 with a prompt of free. Tomorrow's Easter, I've hidden the eggs, and I almost went to bed without recording my story. Anyway, here it is. Saturday morning at 8:30, Bilbert's phone rang. He had thought he would have the chance to sleep in after the late night at the Weather Witch's gathering. Through bleary eyes, he checked the caller ID. "Sabrina," he groaned, letting it go to voicemail. A minute later, it rang again. "Hello?" "Hi, Bilbert." She sounded way too cheerful. "I can come by to make contact, if you're free." He sighed. "I'm not free, but I am cheap." Sabrina sounded sufficiently confused. "What?" "Sorry, it's my dad's joke. Can't this wait till Monday at school?" "No, silly. Daily means every day."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Sure, Lincoln freed the slaves, but did he? Was Washington Jackson free? He still worked on the plantation he worked on as a slave, but he was now leasing the land as a sharecropper. He didn't know how to read, so he couldn't pass the test to vote, not that he could pay the tax. If he went into town, he could be arrested as a vagrant and sent to a work camp to work off his sentence, where he could be whipped and even killed without consequence. No, he wasn't free, and his son and grandson wouldn't be either.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of free. Let's see if I can get through this without screwing up more. Thank you all for sending in the stories this week, and each and every week. And there's plenty of room for more. Allegedly, this is an unlimited account. Yeah, right. Hosting that offers unlimited. Yeah, So, until they go, well, you know, you're using up this, you're using up that. It was a lot easier when I had my own server, but then there were things about, yeah, let's move on. So, the next topic, it's up there on the site, it's Chewy. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more stories and links and all sorts of other stuff. I really need to update my favorites, considering that Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast is, rest in peace, Gilbert. Gottfried. Rest in peace, Gilbert Gottfried. Once again, thank you all for listening, and as always, now there are going to be people that read into that. Keep it brief.